And then what I would do is stop the recording and start it again for meditation.
Well, I'll do this because we probably want to explain just a little bit.
Okay.
About it. So I'll keep going through this and then we'll do a different round of meditation, but you have we have a switch of chairs
doing right for that.
So Colleen, it's just the middle circle that's changed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the other ones are the same.
Anybody need another one or any?
So mine say for my physical health, and this one says in mine.
Well, it just was more grammatically correct. So how I express my life purpose in my personal life. And so it also can say how I express my life purpose for my personal life. So it was just the, as I was looking at it, I thought, oh, I guess it should say in.
So what we're going to be talking about tonight is last month what we did is we went way out here. We were very much in our heart. We were in the divine, all heart. So tonight what we're going to be talking about, and we're just going to explain this quickly because really we want to get to the journey, but tonight what we're going to be doing is we're going to now be bringing that into our heads, into our human nature. So we talked a lot about that, of how we're going to, that a lot of what Holy Fire is also showing is that unifying of your human and your divine nature, because your heart is all well and good. Actually, we wrote this down. What our hearts say is important. It answers the big question. It allows us to heal. It shows us our divinity. What our heads say is important. It allows us to manifest. It allows us to bring this work to the planet. It allows us to help evolve the species. So both are important. We've talked a lot about that already in this, so I don't feel like we need to really delve into it because we'd rather spend time in the journey. But that's what the purpose of tonight is. We're going to be unifying the two. How do we now take this big concept of our life purpose? How do we use it? It's like, especially if you got one of the more ethereal answers, like, well, now what the hell am I supposed to do with this? And what's really cool is what came through is that we're going to be spending time doing that in each of these categories. So how does my life purpose express in my physical health, in my spiritual life, in my job, in all of these different categories? What was really cool when we were, when the information was coming through, she's like, well, maybe we need to talk about priorities and try to prioritize that. But really, these can change from day to day. And as many of you guys have seen with your personal lives changing so much with events that were out of your control or events that have changed, that can switch in any moment. And so you do have to readjust. But some days you are focusing on your job or your work. Some days you are focusing on your finance or your personal life, or you have key relationships that have to be managed. And that can change from day to day. So to have the answer of how does my life purpose express in all of these categories, but not necessarily having to prioritize them, you know, tonight. You might prioritize something tomorrow that's different than the next day and the next day. So, that's a lot of what we're going to be doing tonight. I'm sure you have things to add to that.
Well, I think probably as much as anything is really thinking in terms of our life purpose is not necessarily what we're doing. The doing is maybe how we are expressing as a person. But I was thinking about it, and you know, I look back at when we first moved to Oregon, and from California, we had $1,000, two kids, and no connections. I just knew I had to live here, and so we came, and I just got a job cleaning houses, and in that moment, that was expressing my life purpose. And then after that, I started teaching knitting, And that was expressing my life purpose. And I did some lobbying in the Oregon legislature, and that definitely was not fulfilling my life purpose. So I went back to teaching knitting and felt like that would be something that was more meaningful. And throughout all of my life, I've been self-employed since I was 26, and I've always had different things that I was doing. And one of the parts that I think was the most profound after I was teaching knitting, and then that led into the confetti collection, which was a fiber art business, and that did really well. And that led into the garden hat, and that did really well. And at the time, it was the garden hat at 9/11, right? Yeah. So one of the things that I was doing, making a living at that time, was doing different arts festivals and art shows around the Northwest. And so Mount Angel Oktoberfest was a big one. And it was typically a 4-day show and 300,000 people attend. So it was a big show. And 9/11 happened on a Monday or a Tuesday, and Mount Angel started on Thursday. So flights were canceled. Nobody knew what was going to happen. And I remember Robin worked for me. She was a kid. And then some of her friends worked for me too at that time. I think you guys were 14 or something. Okay. So anyway, and I remember saying to them that our purpose for being here is to give people even 10 minutes of respite. That, and even throughout all the different things that I did, I always said, my purpose for why I'm here is to provide enjoyment. And that's what we did that whole time, and gave people a place where they could just suddenly, they were standing in the booth trying on hats and laughing with each other. And, you know, that business fulfilled what I liked, or the making money. It made a lot of money. It was a really good business that way. And but it didn't have a lot of me in it. It was just, it made money. So that part was really valuable to me. And so through the time, what I've really come to understand is my life's purpose has always been about my family and caring for the people I love and being a part of that, and with my kids and now grandkids. And, you know, I took care of my mom during the caregiving time, and really realizing that what I was doing, I can live my life purpose no matter what I'm doing. And so that was has been a huge revelation. And so that's kind of what we're talking about tonight. What we're going to do on this journey is we're going to go back over the bridge of light into the third heaven. And we're going to just take some time to let you just go back into your heart with your soul's purpose. And then we're going to come back and bring that information back, and bring it back to how is it expressing for you in all these other areas in your life. So it may be really helpful. I thought of this as, remember the intention mapping where you just scribbled all over it with circles and circles and circles, and did that however it works for you. But we'll actually go through each of these and give you the opportunity while you're in your heart and while you're in your head to combine the two. And when you're writing about it, you may be writing from one sentence is what your heart says, the next sentence is what your head says. And so it'll be both.
I'm laughing because when we were doing the Reiki, I finally realized that it's too much pressure to decide before which category I want. So I just take all my paper out and put it in front and then to let it come through which category it is.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same
exactly.
thing. I don't know which one's going to show up when, and I don't want to have to make the decision of which one it is. You know, so
yeah, exactly. So this is the same thing. So in the journey also, as you know, a lot of what we do in these is we bring in what we want to bring in, but we also take the time to let go of what isn't serving us. and I had the biggest case of the shoulds on Sunday. And it was Super Bowl that I realized that the shoulds are part of what gets in the way of how we feel about how we're living our life purpose, what it should look like, what our culturally created self tells us it should look like, what our expectations are. And I know for me, that can really get in my way of what I think that means if I'm living in my life purpose. And so we're going to also take some time to let go of those shoulds. And you may not need to name them individually. And when I call them the shoulds, it's like my experience. And the reason I know that was relevant to this is I was actually asking, like, what else needs to come in for this class tonight? And then, boom, I mean, I just got all day long, you know, I was coloring. No, I should be on the computer. Well, if I'm on the computer, I really should be coloring. I've just worked a long time. Well, I should talk to my husband. He happens to be home. He's watching Super Bowl. I don't want to do that. So, but I should sit there. Well, I really should be going for a walk. And I mean, it was just torturing me, and it paralyzed me. It was actually like I couldn't do any of it. I did do the coloring, but decided that was the most important. But I did do that, but it wasn't like I was sitting there in enjoyment of doing it. I was the whole time I was trapped in the shoulds. So it just made me realize how those, and those were really mundane shoulds that are pretty lightweight shoulds in the gist of it all. But it gave me the word of how often the shoulds get in the way of us actually enjoying ourselves, how we live our life purpose already. I see it in my clients consistently that they are already living their life purpose, but feeling like they're not, that's not it, you know, or it will be when I get here. So that's what this is about. So we're going to do that journey, and feel free to do any writing during any of it. And then we will specifically focus on this too. Okay. Anything else?
Anything else? Any questions?
Anything for you guys?
So just a little clarity.
Yeah.
So you're going to be directing us to work on this during the journey?
Yeah.
Okay, because we're automatic writing.
Yeah, doing the automatic writing with it again. Okay.